Hello, my name is Janet Bolt. One poet who has especially gifted me with her insightful words is Jan Richardson. A friend purchased her book, Night Visions, when I was attending the Anabaptist Seminary in Elkhart, Indiana, back in 2000. Richardson wrote a poem about Mary, the mother of Jesus, entitled Woman Waiting. I identify with an excerpt of this poem which reads, "They cannot see in her that her waiting carries no idleness, no passiveness. She is not resigned, awaiting the delivery of her sealed fate. It has little to do with patience. Her waiting has not been a biding of time, but an abiding in time, dwelling, making herself at home." We continue to be in a season of waiting. The whole world and all of our smaller worlds are waiting with hope for a vaccine that will allow us back into community and give us a sense of future with hope again. And we are experiencing the ache of centuries of waiting for true justice for all. For most of this year, 2020, we have been biding our time, waiting. I ask myself whether I have been able, like Mary, to move beyond just biding my time to abiding in time. Has my heart adjusted to making myself at home in this in-between place of uncertainty? Have I, as Parker Palmer writes, succumbed to exaggerating life's dangers and underestimating my own resilience? Am I just putting up with things, hoping it will all be over soon? I long to do more than exist. I yearn to thrive, to even anticipate a new birth in the midst of waiting. As we yearn to experience wholeness, justice, and peace for ourselves and our neighbors, our nations and our world, may we be actively abiding in time. Richardson ends her meditative poem on Mary with this prayer. Guardian of the seasons, keeper of every time, tune us so to your rhythms that we may know the occasion for stillness and the moment for action. May we be so prepared, so aware, so awakened in our waiting, that when you prompt us into motion, our hands may be your hands and our purposes your own. I will end with a song by Alison Krauss and her band Union Station. I first heard this song at the Orpheum. There was an endless standing ovation at the end of their concert. The stage was empty. Then quietly, Alison came up on stage with one musician and began this hymn, a living prayer. The moment was holy. All you could hear was this one voice and background guitar, with several thousand of us hushed around them. Alison Krauss is an American bluegrass country singer and musician, originally from Illinois. This song was first released in 2004 on the album Lonely Runs Both Ways and was written by Ron Block.
With with no place to call my home. But there's one who holds my hand, the rugged road through bare. But he's become my eyes to see, the strength to climb, my griefs to bear. The Savior lives inside. He comforts me and bids me live inside the love the Father gives.